Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, please go to www.ucaring.com and in the search bar type in Marlon Garrison and take the time to watch that video that they have set up there. Every year they do a dystonia run, and this dystonia run is basically it's a fundraiser that they do every year, and they donate thousands of dollars to dystonia research and Parkinson's research. If you could just take the time to donate a couple bucks, they would greatly appreciate that. Thank you very much and enjoy the show.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, it's the Pick and Row Show. He's Pick, I'm Row. You ready, Pick?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, man. What's going on, man? How's your evening going?
It's going.
Yeah?
Just got done balling.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
You know, I get my ball on a couple times a week.
He got his ball on.
Get my balls on. My ball on.
Yeah.
Gia.
All right, guys. Just to kind of give you a little a heads up here. We are a weekly podcast that is available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher Radio. We're also we also have a Facebook page. Please go like our Facebook page. It's the Pick and Row Show. We're also on Twitter at Pick and Row Show. We are also on Instagram at the Pick and Row Show. And we're also on Periscope, which I am actually doing a live broadcast right now on Periscope.
Yeah.
There's Chuck. There you go. He's saying peace to you. You're looking right at me right now. And we're at Pick and Row Show there. Just so before we go any further, we are a supported podcast for people who enjoy to listen, talk about sports, entertainment, current events, all kinds of things. We cannot succeed without you guys. So please write a review. Yeah. Tell a friend.
Friend.
That has that song go from
Friends.
The one song.
How many of us have them? That one.
Yeah, Friends.
You know who that was?
Who was that?
Houdini. Yeah.
Who's Houdini?
Houdini. Old school rap group.
Houdini. Oh, okay, Friends. Okay. Because that song comes out on next Friday, right? Remember when Day Day?
Oh yeah, it does. It sure does.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, we can't go on without you guys, and we do appreciate the love and support. Write a review, tell a friend, like I mentioned, call them, Instagram them, Snapshot them, FaceTime, whatever. Anyway.
Gio. I actually met Houdini.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Like Harry Houdini?
No, the rap group.
The rap group. Houdini. Sorry, you keep saying that. I'm thinking Harry Houdini.
My
as
bad.
In the...
I was going to say something earlier, but you were talking, so I want to cut you off.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Gio.
Gio. Can I get a Gio?
Gio.
All right. Okay, so What's going on? What's on the agenda today?
Well, you know, first week NFL, you know, college
first
going.
Yeah,
so
first
yeah,
week
we got some sports
books.
Going on. There's some people running for president. You got Trump and Hillary and some other people. And
there's a lot of
all kind of stuff going on.
There's a lot of elephants that are trying to get in on that office.
Yeah, who's all running? I don't really keep up with that stuff. I'm sorry, guys.
Neither do I.
I've kind of got burnt out on the politics. Yeah. It's just not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other people like me. I just, I don't know. They're killing me.
You know, and it's funny that you mentioned that. I've only ever voted
really?
Once.
Once?
Once.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am ashamed of myself. I voted in 2008.
Really?
Yeah, that was the first time I really tried to take the whole politic thing pretty seriously.
Pretty seriously, yeah.
But
I've been voting for a while.
Have you?
Yeah, I haven't voted though in the last Actually, I did. I didn't vote last time.
Yeah, between Romney and...
I voted for Obama the first time, not the second time.
I didn't vote
for anybody the second time.
I voted for President Obama the second time. The first time, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just did not... I don't know.
Yeah, I was just about saying, yes, we can.
Yeah, I mean...
Yes, we can.
Well, I mean, first time I voted for him, you know, shoot, chance for get a brother in office? Oh, yeah, I'm voting.
You're down with that.
I'd have voted for him. I'd have voted for Colin Powell. I'd have voted for him, too.
Colin Powell is pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely would have voted for Colin Powell. I would have loved him to be president, but...
He's a cool cat.
Well, I don't know. I think he was militarily, you know, when am I going to mess with him?
He was a general,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I think he would have carried some weight with, you know... Yeah. The military, which would have helped out with things, and no country would probably try to mess with us because he's pretty good strategist, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But yeah, but he didn't do it. So, but Obama did.
Obama did.
And I voted for him.
He's from Illinois, Chi-town.
I thought he was born in Kansas City or something.
Was he born in Kansas City?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Again, I'm kind of burnt out on the whole politics thing. You know.
Right.
I just don't trust him.
Yeah, that's. Empty promises.
Well, it's like you have to vote for the lesser of two evils because no other party is going to ever win.
Right.
I mean, it's always going to be Republican or Democrat. But there's, you know how many people actually run for president?
Ross Perot.
I mean, he just had the money to do it, but
Ross Perot,
he was never going to win either.
He was a beast.
I did like Ross Perot, actually. He sounded funny.
He did. He just had like a really thick...
He was like Yoda as a real person, wasn't he?
He what?
He was like Yoda as a real person.
He really was, but he had the big ears, too.
He reminded me of Yoda. I don't know what's
But I mean, that. But he just... Didn't he own a baseball team or something?
I don't know.
Didn't he own the Rangers?
Sure. Is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
We wouldn't know if he passed away, because that would be kind of...
I think he's got a little retarded hearing about the empty promises. I mean...
But I'm saying, how many people run for president?
It's funny because I've never looked about this the other day, and he was saying, you know, politicians say
probably 10 or 11.
They talk bad about each other behind their back, in debates and everything like that. And then when the person wins, they're over there supporting them. It's like, are they getting a piece of the pie? I mean, what,
you know, they're actually all cool, right?
It's just the whole gimmick.
It's dude, it's like
whole like it's like a WWE cutting promos on each other.
NFL, it's coach against the other team, but they're all cool. They all live in the same neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Their kids go to school together. Their kids marry each other.
Right.
I mean, John Kerry was, his wife was Republican.
Really?
And they made a deal. She had to switch to Democrat, and he had to switch his religion.
Whoa.
That was their deal, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Wow.
So, I mean, again, they're all cool. I don't think that they're really don't like each other like that. I think they're actually all cool like that. I mean, they have money.
Yeah.
So, like I said, they live in the same neighborhoods, go to the same schools and colleges, and kids know each other, and they hang out. I mean, they may not hang out with each other all the time, but they know each other. So.
Yeah.
And they're not worried about us.
Definitely not. It's just about, you know, having control. Like, I mean, have you ever thought about it? Look at President Obama as his term kind of starts to wind down. I remember when he came in, he looked so young and youthful.
Every president
ages. It happens, man. It's like they age 10, 15 years. I mean, I know it's a very, very stressful job.
He's probably added 20 years on his look. It's stressful. But, I mean,
he can go to Camp David whenever he wants.
Yeah, I mean, how much money does he make? Like, 200,000? No, it's more than that now.
They make like 300,000-400,000 a year.
Probably like, yeah.
But does he ever spend any of that money?
I mean, money just goes to the bank. It just goes to the bank. I mean, was he gonna pay for gas?
He doesn't even have to.
Does he buy food?
He's like, I want ice cream. Oh, we got that for you, Mr. President.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pay for anything. That's just pretty much just banking it.
So it's almost like royalty.
No, almost. What do you mean?
They are royalty.
Yeah, they are royalty. I mean, he's the king of the United States of America, just like the Queen of England.
The commander in chief.
Chief. I mean,
I'm not really feeling Donald Trump
in the world.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling Donald Trump.
You shouldn't. You're Hispanic. No,
definitely not. Yeah. Especially with his remarks about my people.
Yeah, I mean, he's not talking some good about Hispanics. So I could imagine what he would say about the brothers. So
Yeah. You don't have my vote, Donald Trump.
And we're the ones that work for him.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I don't get that. You know. Which is crazy, especially since the population of the United States is probably 17-18% Hispanic.
You think it's
like, oh yeah, if you're the yeah, black people or African Americans are probably more like 15-14.
And then the rest is all Caucasian?
Oh yeah.
Whoa.
Not that that means anything, but
right, it doesn't.
I mean, it does, but it doesn't. But it does.
It doesn't.
It does.
Okay.
On certain things, it depends on what it is.
We're gonna go. You're gonna go back and forth with me.
We can. Yeah.
No.
How we do it.
Well, you know, we're keeping it 100. Because I like to say 100 every time we do a
100. Why do you have to pronounce it? That's not how you do it.
Okay, I'm gonna keep it 100.
You can't use slang and then actually pronounce the word.
Can you say it?
100. 100.
100.
100.
100%.
You saying 100?
I'm saying 100 because I'm just doing it to be funny.
Huh? Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not making you laugh.
Not really.
Okay.
You're making me laugh.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So who you going to vote for? Trump or Hillary?
No, I'm not going to vote for Trump.
You vote for Hillary?
I probably would.
Who's running with Hillary?
Who knows? But you know what would be cool?
What would be cool?
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
What?
Who would run with her?
Julian.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Julian.
Castro.
Castro from San Antonio, right?
Yeah, you know, and.
That would be very interesting. I'd vote for that. I might actually vote for that.
He's a smart cat.
A female and the Hispanic vice president.
He's a smart guy.
I mean, Obama kind of, he's a smart guy. Obama kind of opened the doors for that, so.
Yeah. And you know what was cool was that Obama, when the Spurs went to their dinner, he like called them out.
He called out.
He mentioned Julian Castro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, he spoke to the National Democratic National Convention, was it 4 years ago or 8 years ago?
Who, Castro?
4 years ago, yeah.
For Obama?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was the speaker. Usually the person that speaks at the Democratic National Convention is like the next person in line.
Oh, wow, okay. Damn.
Yeah. So, yeah, he spoke there. I mean, that's when he left here not too long ago after that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Well, we still got a lot of time for that.
Yeah.
About a year and a half? About a year.
No, I'll say that, yeah.
It'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, I mean, they're already started it, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. Did you see, you know who else is running for president?
Who's that?
Yeezy.
Who?
Yeezus. Yeezy.
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 Who in the hell is that?
Kanye.
Oh, come on now. You're talking about that guy.
He's running for president. Yeah, he said 2020.
Yeah, so was Charles Barkley. He said that once. Remember?
Barkley said that? Yeah.
I'm going to run for governor of Alabama.
Kanye might actually run for president.
And like, he'd probably Barkley win, too, because...
Nah, he's not going to win.
Everyone drinks the Kool-Aid.
I love Kanye, but he's crazy. He's not.
Yeah, he's very crazy.
He's not all there. I actually met Kanye. Did I ever tell you that?
Yeah, you did. You didn't.
Yeah, I mean,
where'd you meet him at?
In Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ohio.
Books.
Even though I'm not from there, I'm just playing along with it.
That's right.
We just say I'm from Tejas.
He knows what's up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I met him like 03. He was with Common. I met him in Common.
Oh, he was just
Talib Kweli.
Like taking off right then and there.
DJ High Tech. Say it again.
That's when he was just taking off.
Nobody even knew who he was.
Right.
I didn't know who he was. I was just talking to him backstage. We were just having a conversation. Well, he really didn't say much because I was right after his accident. So his jaw was kind of messed up, but me and his manager talked a little bit. His manager actually gave me his number and stuff. So
yeah. I remember working at Sam Goody, and that I think in 04, that first album of his came out. It picked up a lot of traction, and he kind of...
Through the wire? Or yeah.
Was that the one with like the bear single on the cover, right? Like a teddy bear or like a big bear or something?
I don't buy CDs.
Oh,
I don't buy albums anymore.
Where do you get your CDs at? Now that you mention it,
I plead the fifth on that.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to really divulge my sources.
Just so y'all know, when you buy a CD, it does say that anti-piracy FBI warning on it.
Yeah, so yeah. I just don't buy them.
You don't. You buy them on iTunes. You buy the digital copy.
I had Beats Music. Now I have Apple Music.
No, Beats is that? Yeah, same company.
I have Apple
now,
Music
right?
Now. Yeah, they kind of changed it up on me though, but.
Apple What's Music. Different?
Well, Apple bought Beats from Dre.
Right.
For like $1 billion or something. Yeah,
Dr. Dre parachuted out of there.
Congratulations, Dr. Dre.
Rich man. Not that he needed it. But
well, no. Nah, I could use a billion.
He's preparing for his future. A billionaire.
So they bought Apple, and they changed it to Apple Music. So I have Apple Music now. I have Amazon Music too.
I've never had Amazon Music, but I do have Apple Music myself.
You do? Okay. Yeah, I have both.
They have an amazing library in there.
I have Mix DJ Pro too. You ever heard of that?
No.
That is.
I know who.
What is it?
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
He has a app?
No.
What?
No, nothing.
You said it.
I know. I said I just like Apple Music. It's pretty cool.
Where did Jazzy Jeff come from? That's my homie, though. I like Jazzy Jeff.
No, yeah, because you were talking about turntables or something.
Yeah, well, no, it's an app called Mix DJ Pro.
So you can mix your own music?
Nope.
What can you do with
these
it?
These are mixes of DJs across the world.
Oh.
France and...
Hey, so is Q on there or
Asia
what?
Asia and Europe and South Central America, United States. Huh?
Bad.
Is who on there? But the mixes are ridiculous. Like, you'll hear like songs from here to you hear like a French guy start rapping. You're like, well, what just happened? I don't know what he's saying, but it sounds good.
That's pretty cool, man.
Mix DJ Pro. Check it out. It costs money, though.
Mix DJ Pro. Check it out. It's available on iTunes.
It's in the Apple Store.
And
the Apple Music. Play Store, too, as well.
Play Store? App Store?
Yeah.
That's a cheap, shameless plug for them.
It wasn't a plug. That's what I use.
But
yeah, it was a plug. You owe us some money, hopefully.
Hopefully not.
So, for our three listeners out there.
Our three listeners.
We have more than three?
We have more than three.
Okay.
Come on now. We're on the new... We've had a successful turnout on our podcast, and we have more than three listeners.
I'm just saying.
We got five. I'm kidding.
So, wasn't one of the listeners one of your buddies complaining about me calling Okoya, Christian Okoya?
Yeah, that was my cousin.
That was your cousin.
Demetrius. Shout out to Demetrius.
I'm sorry. Okoya was not terrible. He was a good player for a couple years. But he was actually, I sent your cousin this list earlier, he's fifth on the best running backs in Kansas City Chiefs history. So
that's kind of bad.
It's not bad. It's just, I mean, he's not.
Think about it.
Why are we even talking about this guy?
Well, he's better than Barry Ward, so we're okay.
Who?
Exactly.
I've never heard of that guy.
Barry Ward.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
Anyway, and speaking of Christian Okoya,
we're still talking about this guy?
Hold on, real quick.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hashtag foo the foo. You actually stumped the foo last week.
Did I stump you?
You did.
What did I say?
Well, because you asked me what number he was, and
I said... wasn't
35? I said 34. His number is 35.
I thought you said 35.
So I have been stumped.
I fooled the foo.
It's he was okay. 30, one time.
I thought, you know what?
He's 35.
He was 35.
He's 35. NFL Network showed it. And then if you guys liked their page on Facebook.
Nigerian Nightmare.
Yes. You can actually. Okay.
Sorry.
We're getting ready for Halloween. And
it's, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the boogeyman's coming. The video, he is in the Tecmo Bowl clip. He is number 35. And so, and earlier before we started, I did show Chuck the Bo Jackson clip. If you guys haven't seen that one, you need to check that one out. That one's funny.
I can't believe we're actually wasting minutes.
We're not wasting time. That's our childhood. That's
Christian
our teenage.
Okoy. Christian Okoy is a good player, but no. Let's move
we're
on.
Talking about Bo Jackson now, man.
Okay. Bo Jackson. Bo knows, Bo
knows.
Beast.
But you know what? Bo don't know diddly.
Bo don't know diddly. Did you see the thing with him?
30 for 30?
Yeah, with him, Charles Barkley, and Frank Thomas.
No.
And how they just kind of turned Auburn, like, they all went to Auburn and just, like, turned Auburn around.
I had basically. No, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, that's they all went around the same time. And pretty interesting. You got to watch that. Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that
I'm
out.
I'm not sure if it was a 30 for 30, if it was just something.
Something on sports.
Yeah. But I guess him, Barkley, so Bo Jackson, Barkley, and Frank Thomas all went to Auburn around the same time.
The Big Hurt?
The Big Hurt. That dude was huge.
Yeah, he was.
And he just he was too big to even play baseball.
He did look big.
He was pretty good, though.
I mean, he wasn't taking the stuff. Neither was Bo.
Nah, he was just big. I was like, he can't play baseball. He was a beast, though.
The round mound and the rebound, huh?
They all played there at the same time, which is pretty crazy. I didn't realize they all played at Auburn at the same time and kind of turned that program around. So
have to check that out, man.
It's pretty good. Interesting. Speaking of college football, did you watch any of these games this week?
I watched a little bit of the only because during break – I saw the some of the A&M game. They played
they beat
Ball
the mess
State.
Out of somebody. Yeah, Ball State. Yeah.
And it wasn't even close.
Well, Ball State, no disrespect, but you know, my boy played baseball at Ball State, but Mike Thompson. But that's
shout out to Mike Thompson.
That is not a competition. I mean, talking about a real good game, like Michigan State, Oregon. That was a good game.
Oh, you know what?
Did you see that?
No, I did not. Go ahead. Tell me about that one.
That was the best game. Oregon almost came back and won that game. He should have won that game, but the quarterback overthrew the guy. Michigan State's tough, man.
Michigan. Well, it's the Big Ten, man.
Big Ten's tough, baby.
Big Ten is tough, regardless of what all these.
Ohio State, Michigan State against any two teams in any conference, and I would not flinch. I don't care who you throw up, Alabama and who, USC and who, Florida State and who.
I think that
TCU and who. Come on. Big Ten will smash any teams.
That's what I'm saying.
Now let
man.
Me know, listeners. Let me know.
Man, you're fired up. About
I'm going
that.
Hard, man. No, man.
I'm
trying to dog my Big Ten boys. I mean, I know the SEC is tougher though, from one to top to bottom. SEC, I think, was it East or which one is it? Whichever one Alabama's in. That's the toughest conference for sure. No, I think it's East or West. Either way, the SEC section that Alabama's in, that's from top to bottom, they're the hands down the best conference. But you pick the two best teams in any conference in the country, Michigan State and Ohio State will go against anybody. I guarantee you, Oregon and Alabama ain't.
Alabama ain't saying anything.
Arkansas shouldn't be saying nothing either. Brett Bielema got beat by Toledo. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I did see the Notre Dame and, who were they playing?
Texas?
No. This past Saturday.
And then, that was who they beat.
And he and that guy heaved it on the last play. Or no, not the last play. Well, there was like 40 seconds left. And this guy's coming in for the other. Man, it was such a good game.
The quarterback got put out for the season.
Yeah, the quarterback broke his ankle, but then the backup comes in and he throws this 50-yard pass, and it was awesome on the edge of our seat kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I like to see Notre Dame do well.
And they did win, though.
Yeah, but they're done. I mean, they're done.
They were done.
Their quarterback is gone for the season.
Hello, yeah.
And the backup
is done
not.
For the season. And we are, like I said, we are on Periscope on this podcast. So if you have Periscope, obviously you won't be able to chime in now because we are recording this on a different day. But we are going to be letting y'all know when we are doing this podcast to come and chime in and check us out. And we're actually live from San Antonio, Texas.
Geo.
And right now we're talking about NCAA football. So right now we're talking about how Notre Dame
beat Virginia, actually.
There you go. That's
barely
who it was. Virginia.
Yes, Virginia. It was a close.
It was a close game, and that ending was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
It was a great match.
Good game. I'm happy for Notre Dame, but they're gonna fall at the top 10 eventually because you lose your starting quarterback, it's over with for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Yes, that was. We just got a compliment saying that we are great. From
cool. Thank you. Who?
From side, I couldn't catch that name. I can't pronounce it, but thank you very much for saying that we are great. We're trying.
Can you say where they're located?
No, they did not.
Okay, down Periscope then.
Down Periscope. Huh? Oh, that was a good movie. Periscope with Dwayne Martin, right?
Yeah. I didn't see that one, but yeah. Was that Dwayne Martin was in it?
I think it was, and the guy Kramer was in it.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I can't do Kramer.
Yeah.
He's on the list.
Kramer wasn't in that.
You know who's on the list now?
Who? Hulk Hogan.
No. He's on the list already.
Terry Bollea.
Who?
Terry Bollea.
Who's that?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that is his name, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. Matt Damon.
What?
Did you see what Matt... Okay, so he didn't say anything bad. He just was kind of like... So he's talking to this... There's a group of producers and actors talking in the... You know, some kind of session or something. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
And there's a black female producer talking about black representation in Hollywood and how it's not totally right.
And so what did he say?
He cuts her off and like corrects her and says something, you know, like I think she would be the authority on that over him since she's a black female producer hiring actors and actresses who are probably African American over him. He's probably doing the same thing, but you gotta see it. You just gotta see it.
Man, well,
I was just kind of like, that's okay. I like Matt Damon. That kind of turned me off a little bit.
So do I. I mean, well,
I like the Bourne Identities, man. Yeah, he's killing me, man. Yeah, I was like, dude, really?
Terrible.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't nothing bad, but you just gotta watch it. People, if you've seen it, let me know. Check it out. Yeah, I saw it on Facebook, actually. I forgot who put that out there, but it was
on the Facebook.
Matt Damon and a African-American female producer, and she even responded like, oh, wow. Yeah, that was her reaction. Wow. I was like, wow, okay, you said that? All right.
Yeah.
I guess he knows because he's African-American somewhere. I don't know.
That's just stupid, man. I mean, this guy's, he's considered to be one of the greatest actors by some people, but...
Greatest? He's a good actor. He's a good actor. He's a really good actor.
I mean, he gets credited a lot for his writing ability from Good Will Hunting.
He's a good actor. I'm not gonna lie. He's a good actor.
I mean, he is good, but
he's a very good actor, actually.
He's not Neil Patrick Harris, but I mean, Neil Patrick Harris is a good actor.
He's better than Neil Patrick Harris.
He is.
Wasn't that Doogie Howser?
Yeah, it is Doogie Howser. Christian.
I liked him in the...
How I Met Your Mother? No, Harold and Kumar.
No.
Which one?
Our movie, Undercover Brother.
Oh, yeah. In season one of Friends. And he comes.
Undercover Brother was my show.
He's a bad man, Majama.
He was hilarious in that.
It's in the chicken.
I mean, they were all hilarious. That was actually a funny movie. It was stupid funny.
But. Dude, the other day I was at work.
The General's Chicken, huh?
Yeah, and I was doing that. Lando, like, I was walking Calrissian. By. And I think Marvin was walking beside me or near me, and I started going, General's fried chicken, it's some good.
Marvin probably cracked up.
And he was cracking up. I was like, dude, I saw that movie the other day. It's so funny. Oh, man.
Hey, Playboy. I'm sure Marvin liked that.
Hey, Marvin's got the voice, man. He's got the...
He does. We need to get Marvin on here. I need to get his laugh on our sign-off or something.
And yeah, like, all right, this is pick and roll. Ha ha ha. Oh,
Yeah, we get him on there.
Yeah.
Gia.
That's a...
Hey, did you see Nicki Minaj call out, who was that? Miley Cyrus?
No. Oh, you know what?
Have you seen it yet?
I was just watching that earlier.
Oh, my God.
I was just watching that earlier, and I thought that they...
I thought they were playing at first, but she didn't smile. She was...
Oh, she was like, hey, Miley, what's good, right? Or something like that?
Yeah, what's good, Miley? Just beat and then you want to talk about me? I was like, dang. She went all ghetto on her.
She did. She went all ratchet on her.
Why should they do it on national TV, though? That was like... That wasn't classy. I mean, it's Nicki Minaj. I guess I don't know why I was expecting classy, but I actually like Nicki Minaj.
Do you?
Yeah.
But this isn't the first time that she's had like a feud with Miley. I mean, not with Miley, with another celebrity, because she did
not?
Feud with Mariah Carey on American
Idol.
She feud
with Mariah Carey. Really?
I mean, this I is like the girl that's sang Carey's my girl. Dream Lover or Dream Box or whatever.
Mariah Carey's my girl, man. But yeah, no, Nicki. Emotions. I don't know. I like Nicki. I like her for what she does.
Do you?
Yeah. She's taking that aspect of music to a different level. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the new Lil' Kim.
She's fat.
She's fat.
PH. Fat. No.
PHAT.
Oh, and somebody on
Can
Periscope
you get that phone
here
on my face, bro?
From Ace 1985 says, need more Aretha, less Minaj.
We do what now?
Need more Aretha,
less
Minaj.
Yeah. What's his name?
At Ace 1985.
Ace 1985. Hey, brother, you right, man. We need more Aretha.
You're right.
How old are you, man? Aretha? You went back to Aretha. Whoop. Man. What you want? Baby, I got it.
Hey,
you went all the way back on me on that one, man. You could have at least went to...
She came out on Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
He's 30.
Yeah. More. Hey. How about more Alicia Keys?
Yeah. Alicia Keys at Ace 1985?
She's on my list. Huh?
I'm at Ace 1985 on Periscope says 30. He's 30 years old.
Okay. Dad, you went to Aretha
he's an old
up
soul.
There, bro. He is the old soul. He's like you.
Yes.
I'm glad you even know who Aretha Franklin is, man. I appreciate that.
R-E-S-P-E-C.
Gladys Knight, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. Shoot. Aretha Franklin. You ever seen her on Blues Brothers? You ever watch Blues Brothers?
Blues Brothers. Yeah, man. I love Blues Brothers.
I'll say you would like that, right?
Oh, I love that movie, man.
Yeah.
Hey, actually.
Elwood
and Joliet Jake.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey,
Gia.
Gia. Hey,
can you get that
Halloween
phone on my face,
year?
Bro? Damn.
Huh?
Huh? Get the phone on my face the whole time. Like, man,
sorry,
man down Periscope.
Hey, hey, so, for Halloween one year, we dressed up as the Blues Brothers. Joey Flores and I.
Joey?
Yeah.
Was Joey Elwood?
Joey was.
No, Joey
Jake,
was Jake. Yeah, he was. Elwood. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got him mixed up. Sorry, Joey. You're the short one.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I
actually, y'all
movie.
Could be the Hispanic.
You better think.
The Hispanic brothers. The Azul brothers.
The Azul brothers. Azul. Oh. Damn, why didn't I think of that when we did that?
Yeah, man.
I got a
y'all
picture
me,
up.
Bro.
I got to put it up on Instagram.
The Azul brothers. Huh?
Oh, I have it on.
You got a picture of it?
I have a picture of it.
Okay. Azul. How you say, bro?
Azul. Huh? Azul.
Azul?
Azul.
Azul Brothers.
Azul Brothers.
That's y'all's new name.
Y'all should get the band back together. Huh?
Get the band back together.
Like get the We're getting the band back together.
The Azul Brothers.
We're on a mission from GAD.
Right, exactly. Around your car with the speaker.
We're on a mission from GAD.
Following you around.
Yeah. Hey, you in the bike.
Hey, you.
I kind of give the address to Wrigley Field.
Oh, my God. Dang. All right, Ace, man. Thanks for taking us way back, yeah. Brother.
He actually, man, he went. Sorry about the late response at Ace, but 1985, but he did say.
He said something else?
He said Otis Redding.
Otis, dang, man.
And we had a shout out to Jewel earlier from somebody.
Otis Redding? I'm going way back. You're trying to show off, man. You're tripping.
Sitting on the dark of bed.
Was that his song?
Yeah.
That was, okay.
That was Otis Redding.
That was Redding?
Top Gun.
Okay.
That's right. I remember he talks about Top Gun.
Have you ever heard of Wilson Pickett?
Dude, I love Wilson Pickett.
You know who Wilson Pickett is?
Mustang Sally.
Land of a Thousand Dances.
Oh, is that him? That was him too. Mm-hmm. Right? That was a good song too.
Yeah.
You know who that was though? What?
That's my dad's cousin.
No way.
Wilson Pickett, brother.
Wilson Pickett.
Wilson Pickett.
So pick here Wicked on the
Wilson Pickett.
Cause. Wilson Pickett. Yeah. Pick here on the Pick and Roll Show is related to Wilson Pickett.
Somewhere down the line.
Down the blood chain.
Yeah, there's a couple people. You ever heard of Bill Pickett?
No.
He was the famous Buffalo bull rider back in the first, one of the first black cowboys ever.
There
was a Bill Pickett rodeo around the country that, like I said, he was one of the first black cowboys, basically.
Damn. Yeah. Okay.
He was a bull rider, bulldogger.
Bull rider.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, wow. I didn't know that, man. That's cool.
There's some books out there.
Dude, I love Wilson Pickett, though, man.
Wilson Pickett, yeah.
Man, I'm gonna listen to that song, "Land of a Thousand."
God rest his soul, yeah.
And they filmed that where in Chicago.
What?
That song.
What song?
"Land of a Thousand Dances."
I don't know.
No.
I'm not sure. I don't know. No. I never met him, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
We're distant cousins.
Distant cousin. Okay. My bad. I got excited there.
Distant relatives.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Distance.
I don't have any distant relatives that are cool like that.
I mean, I'm sure you do. You just don't know.
My cousin was a high school quarterback at my school. That's pretty cool.
Al Bundy or what?
Not Al Bundy. Shout out to JP Pernada. That's my cousin.
Okay, anyway. Cool. Shout out
to JP.
Cool.
Hopefully you're listening to the show. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So you going to vote for Kanye or what?
No, I'm not going to vote for Kanye.
Why not? Would you vote for Kanye? He's probably actually going to run.
You think he's going to run?
He's crazy enough that he would actually put his name on the ballot.
Kanye is crazy.
All you got to do is get enough people to sign the ballot.
Yeah.
And people would do it just to be doing it.
He's going
to
be a write-in.
Yeah. He'll be a write-in.
Hey, you know what's funny? The other day, or not the other day, remember we were talking about, you said, get me any type of center with Grant Hill and Chris and Bobby Hurley, and I'll win. And I said, okay, let's get Yinka Dari.
No, I didn't say give me any type of center.
You said give me any center.
No.
You said give me Shaq. And then I said, no, how about I get you Yinka Dari? No. So you know how back in the day
don't get me started on Christian Leitner and Shaq again.
Hold on. This is a funny story.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a good tie into this. So Yinka Dari, a friend of mine, because you know back in the day you used to be able to vote for All Stars at McDonald's.
You're friends with Yinka Dari?
No. My friend Joseph Batten. Remember here on my birthday a few years ago, he was
which one was that one?
The one that was mimicking The Undertaker.
Okay.
He did a write-in vote for Yinka Dari on this All-Star ballot.
Yeah. Did he go to George Washington or something? How would you even think about that guy? Why are we even talking about this guy?
I don't know. Anyway.
He's the best center probably out of George Washington. But
Right. Yeah. Hey, Ace had another question here. Ace,
what's up, Ace?
Hey,
Ace is my dude.
Yeah, he is. He's our guy.
Ace
hey,
is the place for hardware, man. What's going on, Ace?
He wants to know where we can listen to us. And again, we mentioned it at the beginning of the show. You can listen to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. And we are The Pick and Row Show.
Stitcher.
You got a couple episodes there that you
snitches
can check out,
get
Ace.
Stitchers.
What's that? Stitches?
Stitches. Snitches get stitchers.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Scratch the liar. Find a thief. Or what was that saying from?
Who?
Never mind.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was doing right.
I wasn't
there. Anyway, so yeah, you can check us out there, Ace. You can write a review. We have a Facebook page, too. Check us out there
Ace
if you're on Facebook.
Ace Ventura,
yeah.
Is he a pet detective or what?
Are you a pet detective, Ace? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Where's Ace at?
Ace, where are you, Ace?
Where's Ace? I'd like to know. I was kind of curious.
We have he's being a devoted fan.
I have a friend named Ace he's not his name. Actually, his name's like Ace.
AC Law.
That's his code name on Facebook.
Anyway, okay.
He
hasn't responded yet, but we can
That's cool,
proceed.
Ace. We'll get just let us know.
Let us know whenever you can, Ace.
Yeah, man, what's going on with you this week, man? I haven't seen you in a couple of days.
You know, not much, anything? Man. I haven't watched Walking Dead.
Did I, what? Yeah, I did watch it. I did watch it.
No, don't tell. No spoiler alerts, please.
Oh, man, you're going to... Oh. all these people die.
Shut up.
It's actually it's over with now.
Nobody.
Everybody dies.
Everybody dies. Yeah, well, we all. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait. Do you watch Gotham?
I've watched it. Why did I kill off the
Jada?
Yeah, man. I was gonna kill off my girl. Like, dang, man. Jada Pinkett.
I don't mean to laugh, but I just...
no relation. Everybody think, yeah, Jada Pinkett. Like, no, that's not my name.
Her name is Jada Smith.
Her name is Pinkett.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jada Everybody's Pinkett. Oh yeah. Jada your, Pinkett. Right, no, I'm not related to Jada. Jada Pinkett. Pinkett. Yeah. No, it's Pinkett. Not. No, Pinkett.
Jada.
I like Jada though. I've always liked
Jada. She's awesome. She was really good on that show.
She's a very good actress. I wish she would have kept acting, but I mean, you marry Will Smith, you can't.
You don't even really have to.
Yeah, you can just chill.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. I hope we didn't spoil anything for anybody who watches Gotham, because we just talked about how Jada Pinkett got.
She died a long time ago.
No, she didn't. She died on the last episode of season one.
Oh. Oops. I didn't watch that. I watched like the first episode. My bad. I mean, that went off like, what was that, like 6 months ago?
It ended in May. No, yeah. You know, it ended in April.
That's what I'm saying. If y'all ain't seen that yet, y'all, I thought I was behind. Y'all behind. I ain't watched it, I knew.
You need to watch How to Get Away with Murder. It's a good show, too.
Somebody black on there dies first or what?
No. No,
somebody committed murder. So somebody black to committed murder.
No.
No.
The main actress is I always forget her name, but you've seen her
Viola?
Before.
I mean, what's her name?
You know who I'm talking about?
The black lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's good, man.
What's her name? Dang it. You can She's look in it up. Everything though. That's my girl.
She's in everything.
She's a very good actress. I've always liked her.
She is in everything.
I'm ashamed that I don't even know her name. Dang it. What's the show called again?
How to Get Away with Murder.
Was Tara was yeah Viola Davis. I was like, I know her name, Viola. Yeah, she just turned 50, I think.
Really?
I think I saw an article on some. Yeah, she just turned 50. Like, yeah, just August 11th. Yeah, last month.
She's so, really good on the show.
She's always been a very good actress. I've always liked her.
She's
very good.
She's pretty good.
Yeah,
she plays the.
She represents
role.
You know women of color. So you know,
Black Lives Matter. Down.
Well, I mean, all lives matter, but yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Gia. Yeah.
Hashtag Gia.
We were having this conversation earlier.
Right.
So this is a trivia quiz for people who are listening.
Trivia.
Ace. How many pyramids are there in the world? Just curious how many people. I don't know where this came from. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
So. He didn't know.
Prepare to have your mind blown.
So I just told him to guess. Like, how many pyramids do you think there are in the world total? Or if you know, let us know. If you don't know, let us know you don't know. If you don't know, now you know.
Yeah. Are you going to tell us?
Huh?
Are you going to tell us how many pyramids there are?
Tell you what.
You're going to tell
us? I was going to see if you can guess. Let me ask you this. How many pyramids have we been told about?
We've been told about the ones in Egypt because King Tut.
Egypt, okay.
Any
other ones that you've like heard about just in school and just throughout life?
Honestly, the only pyramids that I honestly remember are the ones in Egypt.
Egypt?
I mean...
Anywhere else? Mayan?
Oh, the Mayans. Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to
right,
give yeah. you a hint. Ugh, Lord. Food is not going to be that hard.
Yeah, you're going to fool me on that. I mean, it's not my...
So, I mean, but... Okay, so...
It's not my
Egypt
bag.
And then Mayan temples, of course. Well, which are kind of like secondary, right?
Right.
Yeah. How many pyramids do you think there are in Egypt?
150.
Yeah, there's 100 something.
There's probably over 100.
How many do you think there's in Central America? Just give me a guess on
Central America. I'm gonna say there's 200. No, 50.
1,000.
Like 1,000 pyramids in Central America.
1,000.
Wow.
Yes.
And where are they all primarily in Central America?
Just all over the place. And what about in China? How many do you think China has? Just guess.
35.
300. So we're talking thousands of pyramids around the world. That nobody has ever told us about. I think that's pretty strange. Why wouldn't they tell us about those?
I don't know.
Where are they hiding? What's being hidden from us?
A lot of things.
Yeah, it's pretty strange though. But it blew my mind when I first found out about it. I found out about it a long time ago.
I mean, it's mind blowing to know that there's a lot of things that are being left out.
And yeah.
Pyramids are definitely one of them. I mean,
let me ask you this. Speaking of pyramids, you ever seen a dollar bill?
Yes, I have.
The old school dollar bill?
There is a pyramid on the dollar bill.
Why? Hmm. Right.
That's weird. Why is there?
I have no idea. I mean, I have some idea, but...
You have some what?
I have some ideas, but...
Well, then enlighten us,
Well, no, I'm just saying, though, but where in American history have we ever talked about pyramids?
Egypt?
To be on a dollar bill? We talked about it like that? Why wouldn't it be like the White House or something, or...
So you think there's a pyramid in the White House?
It's something... Why would we have a picture of a Egyptian or whatever pyramid on the United States dollar bill? What is the purpose?
Why do we have a... I don't know why we have...
What's the point of that? What is that? You know what I mean? That,
it raises questions. It's almost kind of like the Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull thing, because remember there wasn't pyramids. That's something else. Sorry.
That was the Crystal Skull. Which one was that one?
But... The pyramids were by aliens.
Do you know that the crystal... I'm glad you brought that up. Did you know the crystal skull is a real thing?
Is it really?
They found multiple crystal skulls. They found one that is so perfect that they don't know they don't know who made it. They don't know where it came from. But they believe that there is some sort of message encrypted in this skull.
Wow.
And they're trying to translate or figure out what that message is.
So do they think that aliens made the crystal skull?
You asking me or you asking who?
Oh,
people that found it?
Well,
the people that found it, I'm sure.
You think so?
Who would made that?
Alien?
I mean, why would you make that?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't know. That's just, it's crazy.
So, I mean, I think
we got complimented saying that we were smart, by the way, on our
really?
On this Periscope. Well, thank you.
Man,
it's not really me. It's
that.
it's the other guy.
No,
he's
I'm
talking
not
about
smart.
The pyramids.
I went to public high school. I'm not smart.
We all went.
I don't think I even learned how to. I don't even know how to read. I just listen to videos.
Yeah,
but I can read a little bit.
Read it.
I'm like on a 7th grade level, something like that. But
reading is good.
Reading is fundamental.
It is fundamental.
I before E, except after C. Remember that on Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff out here, man, that is not being told to us, man, and I'm not liking it. But I guess you can't tell Americans everything,
right?
But I guess I feel like, don't play me stupid, though. You know,
it's kind of like that whole they can't tell us everything.
Can you get that phone on my face? Go ahead.
No, I'm showing.
All right. Is Ace?
Huh?
Who?
No Ace. No Ace.
Who's that?
Ace is in the house. Right
Ace
now.
Disappeared on us.
Yeah.
All right, Ace. Thank you anyway.
Yeah, he if he hears it, he knows that we're talking about him. So
yeah, he knows.
When he hears this in a few days.
But yeah, man, I mean, it's just crazy, man, what's out there and it not being told to us. And
I mean, do you think that...
Yes.
I mean, obviously there was another life form before we were here.
Another life form? Like dinosaurs? Or?
Oh, well, we know dinosaurs, but what
are
about...
Are talking like...
What about before dinosaurs?
You're talking about like Neanderthal man.
Neanderthal man?
You want to go there?
Are we going to talk about Bigfoot? Because
oh
big-
my God, that's Chewbacca. It's not that dang book Bigfoot. It's Chewbacca or some guys. Anyway. Yeah, let's go there. So so I was watching a documentary on...
So Neanderthals like Cro-Magnon?
No, yeah, no.
No?
There's a missing link from Neanderthal to Cro-Magnon.
Cro-Magnon.
Cro-Magnon is our ancestor. And they were talking about how we're related to monkeys. In a way, and we share like 98% of their DNA, but that 2%, where'd that come from? And there's this thing called, I think it was like some DNA thing, like RU-433, something they named this thing that is only in humans, but it's not in primates, or whatever you want to call them, monkeys. So we have that they don't. But for some reason, where did that come from? Because we got the missing link is the whole thing is we went from Neanderthal to Cro-Magnon man.
Cro-Magnon man.
How do we even get there?
Because it's kind of like the way how dinosaurs, I mean, how hippopotamuses or whatever are a variation of the dinosaurs. So it's kind of like the same thing, right?
No.
No?
No. That's different.
It's different, okay.
Yeah. Because Neanderthal was the idiot.
Neanderthal.
How do we become
smart? Oh, so it's like a caveman kind of thing.
How do we become smart? So the missing link is a real thing. That didn't come out of nowhere.
So there's a missing piece.
There's a missing piece to where back in the day.
Homo sapiens.
Right. Where we went from Neanderthal to Cro-Magnon to Homo sapiens. There's a missing link in between there to where how do we get to Homo sapiens from, you know, whatever. So
Right.
Some people say divine intervention. Some people say we were tampered with our DNA. Some people say evolution. But there's a missing link somewhere. So.
Missing link.
I don't know, man. It's deep stuff, man.
It is deep. I mean, yeah. It kind of makes you wonder as to how did we even get here? Right?
What do you think? The Big Bang Theory?
Yeah. I'm going to say
really?
That.
Huh? That's what you believe in?
No,
so you think
I mean,
that there was an explosion in the universe.
There's so many things that they want
and
you.
Eventually, we came about after billions of years of just dust particles, space. So we're space dust. Some people, I mean, it's not far-fetched. But
I think we came from Adam and Eve.
Okay, so then you believe in God. I mean,
I believe in God.
Well, I mean, you believe in that part. There was no evolution. We were, God created Adam. He created Eve from his rib, and that's how man came about.
You know what?
What year was that thought created? Tell me that.
Man, I...
Think about it. What year is this?
It's going to be BC, I'm sure.
No, it's not going to be BC. Yeah. How far back is it? What year is this?
Wait, no, 13 AD.
What year? No, what year is this?
What year are we in?
Yeah.
Right now.
Right.
We're in 2015.
AD. So when did Adam and Eve come to...
Year one.
Right. How old is the Earth? It's not 2015 years old. I can tell you that right now.
It's thousands of years
right.
old.
Right. So, we were here before that.
We weren't here when the dinosaurs were here.
We were here before 2015.
I mean, we've been here longer than 2,000 years.
Right. Because the Egyptians were around before this.
Yeah, the Mayans
were, I mean, Sumeria. I mean, there were a lot of civilizations around before this. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is that... I don't know.
It's definitely one of those things that you have to think about.
I believe in a higher power, but I'm not sure if I believe. First of all, the Bible has been used to manipulate people, slavery, and make slaves think that it was their destiny to be slaves. So the Bible was used for that. So I don't know. I kind of question that. The use of it and where it comes from. Because it was written by what? The disciples of, or 13 men.
Yeah.
And they were translating what?
They were translating.
They translated the Hebrew Bible into King James Version. So King James had people translate the Hebrew Bible into. So there has to be some lost in translation stuff. I would think, right?
I would think so too.
What's missing? You know there are lost books of the Bible too, right? You ever heard about that?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, there's some. I mean, I heard about them. I don't know the exact, you know, details, but yeah, there's missing books people claim. So, I mean, what's up with that?
That's another one of those things where it's just
we're
like
just not being told everything, man.
We're not.
But yeah, man, you know, it's just deep stuff out there, man. I mean, you know, I mean, you ever seen Angels and Demons?
Da Vinci Code. I never saw Angels and Demons. I saw Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, Da Vinci Code. I mean, those, you know.
That was a good one.
They're all good. I mean, it makes you think.
Da Vinci Code was a very good movie. I thought it told an interesting story about the Mona Lisa painting.
Do you know the guy that the actor in there?
Paul Bettany?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
All right, I thought you were talking about the guy that keeps, like the priest that keeps whipping himself.
Oh, that was crazy, wasn't it?
That was, dude. I was just like, why does he keep doing that?
In the name of God, though, right?
Yep.
Yep, he does that, and then somebody refuses to give out marriage license in the name of God. I don't know what's going on with this world.
It's a very crazy world. It's a very different still refusing to give out licenses.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I'm still blown by my mind.
No, the character that Tom Hanks portrays is supposedly this guy, and I've got a couple of his books, a guy named Jordan Maxwell. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but he is like one of the foremost authorities on hidden knowledge and occult things in this, where he's been doing it for like 50 years.
Wow.
His name is Jordan Maxwell. Y'all should check his website out.
Jordan Maxwell. Yeah,
Jordan Maxwell. He's a pretty deep guy. I mean, he's check his videos out on YouTube, man. He's pretty serious, folks. He doesn't play around. He ain't out here for publicity.
No publicity.
Yeah, he's out here trying to spread the truth and, you know, let people know things. So it's just,
there's a lot of truthers out there.
Yeah, yeah. People want to know what's going on, man. You know, it's kind of hard to trust things when, you know, we're not being told everything, you know, and it makes you question things.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Definitely. That was a interesting conversation.
Yeah.
That we, but I mean, I felt like I knew a lot about the pyramids, but I really didn't know.
And that's just the surface. I mean, there's
stuff. There's
stuff out there. There's a thing called, if you go to the internet or what YouTube call this, I think it's in Peru. It's called Puma Punka.
Puma Punka.
Puma Punka. I'm not sure how to spell that, but Puma, like P, P with P's. Puma Punka. So when you see that, that's like mind blowing. Because you got to realize where it's at, how it was built, and how we can't even rebuild that today.
No.
So if we couldn't build it today, then who built this back then?
How did they build that pyramid, man? I look at that and I'm like, what the heck? A man made that? And you know what else? You know what else, though?
There's theories.
Like even Mount Rushmore. That's amazing how somebody built that.
Yeah, it is.
It's just like, how did you do that?
Yeah. Well, they built it out of the stone.
Right, but mountain. I mean...
But the pyramids...
The pyramids is crazy, different. Dude.
They had to take the stones there.
So it's like...
How did they get those stones there?
And what did they say about...
I mean, we don't have any machinery today...
To even do that.
To lift half those stones. There are tons, 5, 10, 20 tons. We don't have anything. Even the strongest thing we have that carries the space shuttle.
That's the strongest
I think, thing we have here in America to carry things. That couldn't even handle most of the bricks.
Most of the bricks.
In the pyramids in Egypt.
The pyramids are so crazy. I mean, when I say crazy, I mean, it's just...
It's mind-blowing.
It's astonishing, dude, how...
I would like to see that one day.
Me too.
Before, that's on my bucket list.
That's on your bucket list?
Egypt. Yeah, go to Cairo and...
Just to see it, right? Just to see, like,
yeah,
okay,
I'm gonna get a selfie with the pyramid behind me.
Like, and how it looks and everything.
I wish I was, like, dude on Jumpers. Remember Jumpers?
Oh, yeah. Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's terrible.
He is terrible.
He is terrible. But the movie was good. It was good. Samuel Jackson made it good.
So yeah.
He didn't have his purple pimp lightsaber.
Let's see here. Sorry to interrupt you, Chuck, but at eMedina 146 on
eMedina
Periscope is asking what the topic is. We're talking about...
Hidden knowledge. How about that?
Yeah, that's what Pick's calling it. We're calling it hidden knowledge.
We'll say conspiracies, but I'm scared by away with that word. So
no, conspiracy.
Hidden knowledge.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Emo who?
At E Medina.
Funky Co Medina.
Funky Co Medina.
Wow, thing.
Tone Loke, shout out for you.
Thanks for listening, brother.
Yeah, thanks for chiming in. Thanks for coming in.
Could be a sister, too, though.
It could be.
Yeah, E.
It could be.
Could be anybody, yeah. Where are they at?
Let's see. Where are you at, sir?
Could be a ma'am.
He said, he's asking, did we ever hear about the pyramids on Mars? Did you ever hear
about
that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, the crazy thing about that is I think they line up perfectly with the pyramids of Egypt, which is crazy. What's even crazier is the pyramids in Egypt line up with the pyramids in the Mayan pyramids.
Wow.
They are. You know what they're aligned with?
No.
Orion's belt. Why are they aligned with Orion's belt? Perfectly. I mean, to the measurement that it's off is like ridiculously small. Like you couldn't even measure it. That's how small they were off. So you tell me the people in Egypt back then built these three pyramids to match Orion's belt perfectly to like perfect, almost no degree change.
Wow.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
If they're doing it, why aren't we doing it?
Yeah.
Or are we doing it? Or yeah. Do we just not want to let anybody know about that?
Yeah.
So that's deep stuff.
Shout out to E. Medina. He's actually working near us. He's in Kennedy, Texas. He works in the oil field. Kennedy's like near Pleasanton.
Where's Pleasanton?
Off of Interstate 37.
Oh, okay.
Like if you're south in San Antonio, south, yeah.
South going towards your spot?
Yes, sir.
Down the way. Cool, man.
Going toward Dallas, Texas, yeah.
Cool, bro. Out there working, getting that money.
Yeah, he's getting that paper.
He works in the oil field?
He works in the oil field.
He's probably in his truck listening.
He probably is. He's on Periscope. So.
Burning up his data.
Yeah, he's all right. You got unlimited data, I'm sure.
Oh, there you go.
He's got mobile share. No. They share everything or whatever they call it.
Yeah, don't use up your data too much, brother.
Yeah.
And go over on your stuff. But yeah, man, I mean, you know, yeah.
He said he's making it rain like Lil Wayne. There you go.
There you go.
That's funny.
Yeah, make it rain, brother. But yeah, man, I mean, pyramids in Egypt, I mean, Mars, and I mean, there's a face on Mars too, I heard. Like, looks like a picture face of a man. There's more stuff on Mars now. They're not going to tell us about this stuff.
Yeah. Man. Hey, do you think there's life on Mars?
Not now.
No?
No. Maybe at some point in time. Remember, yeah, there was life on Mars. Remember, you ever seen...
Megatron was on Mars.
Megatron was on Mars?
No, I'm just...
No, what was the... The Princess of Mars.
Oh.
Who was it? Was the movie?
John Carpenter's?
John Carpenter.
Is it a John Carpenter movie?
No.
You're gonna, look, you movie? Get your iPad right there. Let's.
Oh, my God. What was that
let's
movie?
Let's Wikipedia this or Wikipanion or whatever you want to call it.
It was
Ghost of Mars.
No.
Is it Ghost of Mars?
No.
Help us out, people.
Stop. Stop it. Just stop. You're killing me. You know Princess of Mars was the original story that Star Wars came from.
Oh, really?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Man. John Carter.
Oh.
John Carter was actually came from the story Princess of Mars, which is what Star Wars is based off of.
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars. I love Star Wars.
I love Star Wars, too.
So.
We can dedicate a whole month to Star Wars when Episode 7 comes out.
So there were people on Mars. John Carpenter went to see him.
Oh.
And the one girl's hot, too. Super hot.
I like John Carpenter.
But they were, like, red, though.
Yeah, like in Total Recall. Well, remember
they were on Mars, too, right?
Huh? Yeah, they're on Mars.
I'm trying to feed my five kids. I thought you said four.
I just remember when they, like, fall out and they're, like, dying and, like, their faces are getting all distorted.
Yeah.
Total Recall.
You ever seen a new one?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like that one? My girl was in that.
Huh?
My girl was in that one.
Oh, Jessica Biel?
Oh, yeah, she's cool, too. I like
Bryan Cranston was in that. I know that.
Who?
The dude from Breaking Bad.
I haven't watched Breaking Bad.
Colin Farrell's in it, right?
Yep, Colin Farrell.
Oh, wait, Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale, yeah. Brother. Yeah.
Underworld.
That's my girl. Kate Beckinsale's my girl, dude. She's on my list.
Huh?
She's on my list.
She's on your bucket list?
No, she was on my bucket list. You trying to get me in trouble?
I know. I'm just kidding. You're all right, girl, kidding. My bad, bro.
No, she's
I'm
on my. She's on my list of 20.
On your list of 20.
Yeah, my list is long. I don't know why, but
that's cool, man.
What's cool?
This conversation is pretty cool. You're talking about Mars and everything. I've always been interested in the solar system and the whole, you know, Mars
solar
thing.
System.
Nine planets.
Nine? You sure?
Or more than nine planets? But well, I mean Mars especially.
Pluto's not a planet. They just found out.
Oh, really?
But then they found another planet.
Oh.
Man, this is, I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah, man, we could go really deep, and you're looking at.
It's crazy, man. I mean, they're not telling us everything.
Yeah, I know. They're definitely not telling us anything.
But we still have space probes out there. They're still
and
trying
there's
to find,
there's a second gunman on the grassy knoll that we don't know about.
Where? Oh, for JFK. Yeah.
They did kick out Pluto. Yes, they did. E. Medina. Yeah. He's saying they kicked Pluto.
Yeah,
out.
See, man, that's my dude. He knows. Man, I like. There's eight planets now.
There's eight planets.
Yep.
We're going to go to Saturn.
Yep.
Yep. Hey, do you remember on Chappelle's show? Remember when he's talking to
he was leaving
Andre 3000 or whatever, or he's like, hey man, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Hey man, you want to go play some golf, or you want to hang out? No, I'm playing golf tomorrow with so and so or whatever. He's like, hey man, can I come? We're playing on the moon, bitch.
No, remember he was president.
Yeah,
he's like, yes, we have found that there's aliens, and him the alien dipped out on us. They left us here. I was like, dang, they should fail. Just left funny. Us, man. It's crazy. But that's, yeah, man, so we don't have 9 planets. No, we have 8. And I think they just found another planet. I don't know, man. This is
rather interesting.
And we're just one solar system in the galaxy.
In the galaxy.
Like, there's billions of galaxies, but we're the only planet with life on it. That sounds stupid to me. There's billions of
planets. It is.
God is omnipotent. He can do everything. He does everything. He created the galaxy with billions of solar systems in it, and we are the only planet that has life on it. That doesn't even make sense to me. Why would he do that? And we look like him. No.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. No, it doesn't make sense. Like, why would he just make life on one planet in a billion galaxies with billions of planets?
I don't know, man.
We're arrogant people to think that.
I mean, we would be arrogant and naive to think that we're the only people in this world.
Yeah.
But I think the vast majority of people realize that we're not the only ones out here.
I don't think so. I don't think they do. I think the vast majority of people think
that a part of me wants to think that there are planets like Hoth and Coruscant.
Who? What?
Tatooine.
I was like,
I want to believe the Star Wars galaxy does exist, Chuck.
I think the Star Wars galaxy does exist. I do. I think Luke is out there somewhere.
Luke is out there somewhere.
I think I'm actually Yoda.
I think so too. I think he is Yoda. Now just to kind of remind everyone here, we are live on Periscope. We are a podcast where we just talk about certain topics, things every week, and you can follow us on Twitter at Pick and Row Show. We're on iTunes at Pick and Row Show there as well. We're on Stitcher Radio and we're on SoundCloud. Every week we do talk about different types of topics. Mostly, Pick and I just like to banter amongst each other. We are big sports nuts, and we do like to talk about other things as well.
Yeah.
So the biggest debate so far in our podcast history is,
don't say Christian Okoye.
He does not. He thinks that Christian Leitner is not the greatest basketball player in college history.
No.
But anyway,
let me.
Yeah, I just had to say
it's
that.
It's not basketball season. We'll get back.
Yeah, we're not there. Anyway,
I'm about to swing on you.
You what?
I'm gonna swing on you.
Swing.
If you don't get that camera on my face, you know brothers don't last long on camera.
No, that's true.
We
that's
die
true.
First. Matter of fact, that's what that lady was talking about on.
Hey, remember
with Matt Damon? She was like, they were talking about some movie, and she was like, well, why did the girl have to be a prostitute with a white pimp and then she dies? And I mean, it's just a stereotypical thing.
It is.
And he said something like, well, something about casting. You wouldn't cast those black people in the show. You would do that for the movie. And I was like, why wouldn't you do it for both?
Yeah, that's weird.
I hope y'all go see this. I don't know. He's on my list now. I'm going to have to boycott. The Bournes.
So E. Medina has another question for
you. Okay, what's up, man?
He wants to know, what do you think of the parallel universes?
Parallel universes.
Man, you're really blowing Pick's mind right now with these questions.
I believe that there are parallel universes.
You can't be cheating right there. I know you got that iPad right there in front of you.
I mean, I have to.
You're going to look at it.
No, I'm not looking at parallel
He's
universes.
Not,
I mean, I believe that there are parallel universes, though. It was my show that we used to watch all the time. Dang it,
X-Files,
but there was a new show that came on.
You're good, man. You're good. You're not, even you know, you're not going too deep, man.
You're
man. Asking good questions,
dude. I love it. I mean, because people are scared to talk about this stuff, man. It's like, you know, what's that show called, man?
But X-Files.
No.
Twilight Zone.
No.
Unsolved Mysteries.
No. It's the new. It was like X-Files, but now. Yeah. They had parallel universes on there. It's my show. I mean, I used to watch it all the time.
Back to the Future.
Oh my God. No.
That was actually a long time ago. Hello from Ohio.
Who?
At Monte_thinks.
All right, Monte. What's up, Brian? He's what part of Ohio?
What part of Ohio are you from?
O-H-I-O-T-E-X. What?
Damn it. No, that didn't work.
That didn't quite work.
YouTube. Yeah, he's from Columbus.
I'm from the CO.
Hey, look, you got a fellow Columbus, Ohio. CO,
east side, north side, west side, south side.
West side, south side.
East side.
East side.
Where he's from.
Fair east side.
Did you see what happened to him?
Who, Morgan Freeman?
Sam's.
West side.
Okay. West side. Hilltop.
Yeah, he's like into drugs in real life.
Yeah, he got caught. Did he get caught selling drugs or something?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, man.
Yeah, I don't know what I don't know what's up with that. Yes, that's wow.
It was like Public Enemy.
Oh, yeah, Public PE. Hello, can you go?
Hey, Monte, we are broadcast. We are doing a podcast. We're recording our new
episode. What's up, Monte? West Side, CO.
There you go.
Hilltop.
We're recording for our podcast.
Sullivan Gardens.
We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher Radio. It's the Pick and Row Show. Check it out, man. We've got a couple more episodes. And my partner here, Pick, is from Columbus, Ohio.
East Side. Eastmore.
East what?
Eastmore,
Ohio.
No.
I'm sorry, Eastmore, Columbus, Ohio.
No, stop, man. You sound so goofy. No.
I'm going to cut while I'm ahead.
I'm from the east side of Columbus.
I'm going to stop while I'm ahead.
My school is Eastmore. He know what I'm talking about.
Okay,
he
says you know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
he knows. I know he knows. You're goofy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me.
What?
You need to cut it out, sir.
What?
I don't know.
I'm still trying to find my show, man.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll get back to it.
It was my favorite. It was one of my favorite
shows. I understand, man. If it comes back, I mean, you'll remember it. You can tweet it out.
I'll be thinking about this forever.
You what?
I'm going to be thinking about this forever. Yeah.
You probably will.
Go ahead.
You're driving home.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. But yeah, man, parallel universes. I do believe in that.
He believes in parallel universes.
I'm not sure how, you know, we can prove that, but
yeah.
What do you believe? You believe in parallel universes? What? Do you know what that is? You believe in perpendicular.
Perpendicular. Yeah. Isosceles triangle.
He was in perpendicular universes.
I wasn't a mathematician.
I know you failed math. We talked about that. You failed. You were bad at math.
I was bad. I was horrible at math. Yes. Yeah. I was a C minus student.
What's up with that?
What was up with that? I hated numbers. I didn't hate numbers, but
that's terrible.
It's probably a little bad, but I mean, I was good at other stuff like history.
You good at history?
English, writing papers.
Where were you good at history at? I mean, what? I like history.
I was really into the whole WW2 stuff.
Who?
World War II.
Fringe.
The Fringe.
No, not the Fringe.
The Fringe.
So Monte, was that him asking about parallel? No, who's that?
No, that was E. Medina.
Oh, E. Medina, Parallel Universes.
Parallel Universes.
Watch Fringe.
He says for you, Pick says for you to check out Fringe.
Fringe. It was from 2008 to 2013. It was like the new version of X-Files, dude. It was
new version of X-Files. It was a TV show.
Yeah. They talked about parallel universes pretty deep in there, man. You gotta check that show out.
Yeah.
It's got an 8.5 on IMDb, so it's a very, very good show.
Yes, sir. 10-4.
Your boy's in it. Remember Joshua Jackson?
He's a good actor. He is a good actor.
He's decent. Yeah. She did a good job too. Anna Torv. Yeah. And then my brother, the one black, there's a brother in there.
Lance Reddick died.
The brother died though, but he lived. No, wait a minute. He died, but in another universe he was living. So 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
His brother didn't kill him twice. You know, brothers always die first. So, yeah, man. Parallel universe, brother. It's out there. So, have you seen Straight Outta Compton? Oh, you went to see it, right?
I did see it. I didn't.
Did we talk about that? Did we talk about that last week or no?
You what?
Did we talk about that last week or no?
And we did not talk about it last week.
Because you just went to see it, right?
I did see it. I thought it was a great movie.
What'd you think?
I can see why. I mean, they did a lot of things that I thought...
Like what?
Very stereotypical of the whole... They treated them pretty bad. I mean, it looks like it was a rough time back then.
They don't treat black people bad in America.
Back then, they did.
Back then?
I mean, the way, right outside of the recording studio, and even when he's going to his home.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty rough. I mean...
Yeah. When they told him to go home, dude, he's like, I live right here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going home. I can sit outside in front of my house if I want to. I mean, in front of his parents. I mean,
I thought it was an interesting story. I mean, I don't know if it was 100% accurate, but I thought that they told a great story.
It was a very good story.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's hard being a cop in L.A., Compton, California. I mean, that could not be an easy job. I'm not sure why you would even want that job, but big up to those people who are doing that. Law enforcement, you know, it's not an easy job. But at the same time, there are good and bad people in every job.
That's true.
Whether it's law enforcement or teaching or whatever it is, there's good and bad people everywhere. So we need to keep an eye out on those people and you know, call them out.
Yeah.
Single them out. Get them out of here, man. Because, you know, it makes everybody look bad. But, very good movie. Very well done.
It was very well done. I thought they didn't leave anything out. I don't think. I mean, and they told a really good story. I there was a lot of things I didn't know.
Like what?
Like the whole Ice Cube leaving.
Oh,
leaving the group.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. I didn't know he left right away.
You were probably young, though.
I mean, I was really young, so, I mean.
I remember that. I bought his album, America's Most Wanted. That's one of my favorite albums, actually. I was upset when I heard that he didn't get paid for that. That's one of my favorite. That's probably my favorite Ice Cube album.
I just remember I remember the whole Lynch Mob thing where he was always talking about the Lynch Mob.
But that was after his, like, three albums. That was.
Really? Really?
Yeah, he had America's Most Wanted. Then he did
Natural Born Killers.
I guess he was doing Lynch Mob along with Lynch Mob, you know, that was my intramural basketball team in college.
No, I didn't know.
The Lynch Mob, yeah.
Oh, you did mention you did a shout out to that.
That was our team, man. You're Lynch Mob, bro.
Yeah.
Don't get lynched.
Definitely not.
Shout out to Lynch Mob.
Steady mobbing.
That was like our theme song.
That was a good song.
Steady Mobbing. Yeah. Ice Cube. That album, dude. I'm telling you.
Which album was that on?
I think it was America's Most Wanted.
Okay.
That's what I want to say.
I like the Predator.
Yeah, that was all right. That was kind of whack, actually.
Today was a good day.
Yeah, a couple of good songs. That one was good too. America's Most Wanted was his best album, because in the movie you see how he was upset, so he put that on the album. So all that emotion and rage was on that album, and you can just feel it.
Yeah.
When he was rapping, and I mean,
he was calling them all out, right?
No, I mean, he was just, you know, it was called America's Most Wanted with 3 K's in America. So I mean, he was kind of letting you know where he was coming from. And how he was feeling at the time. And it's a form of expression. He's expressing what he's going through. I mean, if all I know is the hood, and that's what I'm going to express. That's how I'm going to express myself. Yeah. I don't know anything
express
else.
Yourself.
I can't rap about life and living in the suburbs and being rich, because I don't know that.
Yeah.
So he's going to rap about what he knows, and that's what he was rapping about. So
yeah,
and he was passionate about it. So Ice Cube's probably one of my favorite rappers.
He's good. I mean, writes with a lot of emotion, angry.
Now he's doing movies, so I mean,
and he's writing his own shows. Yeah, yeah. Just don't watch Are We Done Yet? That's horrible.
That is good.
Are we there yet?
They were good. They were terrible. Those movies were good, bro. Let's
watch
what you're talking
Tyler
about.
Perry movies instead. That's
oh
much
my God.
Better.
Now those are terrible.
Tyler Perry's a good actor.
He's okay.
I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding.
He's okay.
Gia.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I think we got it all in. I mean, you know, we kind of talked about the hidden knowledge thing. I mean, you know, I actually would like to talk about that pretty much all the time, but you know, I don't want to scare people, you know.
Chuck, here is very deep. He wants to talk about a lot of things. See, he's laughing, but he's very serious.
It's funny. No, I like this.
We're kidding. Again,
get that phone out of my face, bro.
I got it out of your face, man. Right. I mean, it was good. I mean, pretty deep there with all the pyramid talk and
interesting.
It's Darwin's theory.
Very interesting.
Big Bang theory. Solar system.
Darwinism.
All that
yeah,
other
talk,
stuff.
Yeah, we talk about kind of stuff.
There's plenty more where that came from.
Yeah, evolution.
And the evolution of man. Yeah. Cro-Magnon.
Yeah, look that stuff up. Look that stuff
Is
up.
That,
look
that's
look up.
Peter
look
Falk.
Up. Look up the where
right there.
His birthday's there.
Yeah.
Look up. The missing link and Orion's belt. I mean, guys, look that up, man. Don't take my word for it. Y'all look up yourselves and you tell me what you think.
Definitely.
Don't take my word for anything. Do your research on your own and you tell me what you find out, and you let me know what you believe once you start reading stuff.
Hey,
yeah.
We do have
what?
New technologies coming into the world pretty soon.
The new iPhone.
Yeah, new iPhone.
You getting one?
No.
You got the, what do you have?
I have the 6 Plus right now. I'm good.
I'm gonna get the 6S.
Are you?
I'm gonna get the 6S Plus squared remix.
Say what?
You haven't seen that one yet?
No.
Yeah, it's a new iPhone.
New iPhone's coming out. I got my iPhone 6 Plus. I'm good with that.
I'm gonna get the 6S. I still have my 5S.
I'm rocking with this phone. It's working all right.
I'm rocking the 5S.
I know you are. I remember when you got that phone.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember that? That's kind of stalkerish.
Not really. I mean,
you remember the date and everything? You remember where you
no,
were?
No, I don't remember the
date. I think
dates,
you did.
But you're still rocking that Mophie case, I see.
That's right.
So, yeah, is anybody out there going to pick up that new iPhone?
Yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm going to wait till it comes in the stores. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to rush.
No pre-ordering or anything like that.
I used to pre-order. I'm not going to pre-order.
Pre-ordering's overrated.
Yeah, I can wait. My phone's fine. They really didn't make many improvements on it, did they?
No, not too much.
They had that new touch
processor
thing.
That's about it.
Processor, camera,
3D
screen.
Touch feature.
There's a touch where you can touch it lightly, yeah, or you can touch it strongly, and it knows.
Speaking of which, iOS 9 is going to drop here pretty soon too.
Yeah, how's that going to be? What's that?
We'll see.
What's adding? What are they adding?
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, well, I'll find out when I download mine.
Well, let me know, bro. You got all the new iPhone technology and stuff. Yeah. I mean,
if you guys,
I got this old iPhone.
Get that new iPhone. Get the good stuff on that.
Get the good stuff?
Get the good stuff.
What's the good stuff?
I don't know what the good stuff is. Yeah, you check East Pick right now. I was checking out some of the information on his iPad about the new technology.
Some people hate iPhones, though.
Huh?
Some people hate iPhones.
Yeah, a lot of people hate iPhones, but there's a lot of good phones out there. I know.
Did you see, was it Jimmy Kimmel who took around an iPhone 3G and was showing people, like, it's the new iPhone. New. And they were like, oh, wow.
What the heck?
They were tripping, like, oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And somebody like, so I think one person even said, I had the first iPhone when it first came out. He was like, oh, really? This is the new one. She was like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. And he was showing him the one he said he had.
That's terrible.
How could you not know? Well, I guess if you've never had one, or if you had one a long time. Do you know what year the iPhone came out?
2007.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
It seems like it's been longer than that, doesn't it?
I remember I was working at GameStop, and one of my part-time employees went and got the iPhone and paid full price for it.
How much was it?
He paid $500, $600 for it.
That's actually not bad.
And I'm just like, how did you do that when I make a little bit more money? I make a lot more money than you do, but yet you're buying an iPhone.
But yeah, you got to see it, man. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel. It was one of those late night guys. But he was taking around a 3GS or whatever and was showing people like, hey, have you seen a new iPhone? This is what it's going to look like. And they were like, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool.
This is crazy, man. People don't even realize how silly they are.
How do you not know? I mean, I guess you wouldn't know. Is that all we got for today?
I think that's all we have for today.
Yeah.
Just for this episode.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, that's probably it. That pretty much covers all of this week's podcast. I do want to take the time to mention, I have a dear friend who asked me to mention her fundraiser program that she has. And
yes.
If you guys go to www.youcaring.com, if you go there and you search in the search bar for Marlon Garrison, Marlon Garrison is actually a friend of my wife and I. We've known her for years, and she has dystonia, which is a rare, well, not a rare, but it's a form of Parkinson's, and she's taking treatments for it. And she's doing something called the Dystonia Run. And what they're doing is they're raising money to help for people that have this form of Parkinson's dystonia. And every dollar they have helps. So if you guys have time, please check out that website.
Yes,
donate a couple bucks. Anything helps. And they are doing a run for it here in a couple of months out in Houston, I want to say. Yeah, check out that website. Donate. Anything will be greatly appreciated. And like I said, I've known her for years and just want to help out.
That's right.
Yeah.
About as much as we can.
That's right.
Make sure you check out our websites as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check us out on Twitter at Pick and Row Show. Yeah. Again, on Instagram at The Pick and Row Show. We also have a Periscope, which is at Pick and Row Show.
Periscope. Down Periscope.
Down Periscope. Oh, Periscope. Not to be confused with Dwayne Martin. And,
Down Periscope.
And what was that girl's name? She was in Dumb and Dumber. Lauren Holly.
Oh, really?
Lauren Holly, Rob Schneider.
Who was that?
Kelsey Grammer was in that movie.
I never saw it.
I saw it. It's kind of funny.
What was it called?
No. Anyway, like our Facebook page. Follow, listen to our show. Write a review. Tell a friend. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher Radio. Write a review for us. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you would like to hear. Tell us what we could be better at. We're all about getting better and making this show better for all you guys, and eventually down the pipeline, we'll have a website for you.
Yeah.
You know, please take the time to do that. We really enjoy doing this for you guys, and we really love the support.
Yes, thank you. Oh wait,
I owe. Well, that pretty much concludes our episode for this this week. Till next time, he's Pick. I'm Bro. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Money talk in some case for murderers, all the way to drug related. Some leaving the joint, ride to the county, back to get probation. You handling whatever it is you do, you managing, never losing allies and daring them. How
not risking, but getting welcome to the money, carrying them over to the next margarines. Do your math, add and lead the largest. To my niggas in other cities of Ohio, we did it on the streets in the Pino. We the white wild. My nigga Dez from Detroit, we on point cloud about that powder. We them chemists who know what to put on it. We ain't young kids, but they grown kids. It was fair time to the state time. How they got you? How they sized you, man? You know I felt too. That's the zoo when it turned out too. You know it's the new him instead of the new M. I'm big about getting the millions out of the snake belly. Besides them snitches, yeah, they missing. Got swallowed whole in the game. They got to learn too, but we both do. That's why I'm the one living these issues and teaching you. And still get monies off of other money, corporate dealing. And for the children embarrassed from parents incarcerated or sad. My son went through the same thing, whereas my dad when I needed him most. We too close for distance hosts, but our hearts broke with only visits and mailed notes. We up against the system, cutthroat. But we know right from wrong, we gon' stay on for the dough long. By all means, dirty and clean. My black people live for their goals and dreams of having things. We kings and queens born for sixth form. And everything else besides sports we doing. But just remember, it's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention, cause if you slip, you get stole dressed and stay close. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention, cause if you slip, you get stole dressed and stay close. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention, cause if you slip, you get stole dressed and stay close. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention, cause if you slip, you get stole dressed and stay close. I tell you, doing a lot of time, I break the hardest to the coldest nigga down. Who you know raw than them brick walls, and they went from gray to bald. And it's funny how they keep letting the nine get money niggas out. And leave the real thinkers who they know them been about. Long money left up in the big house, and what make it so bad is revolving dough. I know I see them coming right back doing mo. And these same so fast niggas think this prison shit is a game. Well, if it is, the whitey's winning. While the foolish keep losing, returning nine learning attending. As they refuse to give a true hustler a chance to go home and take ass business and never look back to see them white bands circling the fence again. Restraints cause a brother can't bank like he wants to. Blueprints and projects and what's to come next being mine. But it pains and hurt knowing you got more time to do and can't go home to work new accounts to boost. Sitting back and enjoying yourself while skyrocket while it's fruit. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention cause if you slip you get stole dressed and stay close. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention cause if you slip you get stole dressed and stay close. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention cause if you slip you get stole dressed and stay close. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention cause if you slip you get stole dressed and stay close. Came home alone, did mines, do yours grown with their trade places with none of the millennium dope boy cases. The feeling of resentence in me is my life wasted. Even without touching the keys, the right back trap many don't see conspiracy. You want the never ending story, get charged with the three while life cars starting at 40. Yeah, you 20 making that money, gonna be the new store man up in them dormitories. You experiment for the experiencing I've been in, and sooner or later you gonna feel this. If I can get to just one of y'all with this role, then that's one more to crawl, then fall. I fell twice, but got up to give advice about that quick money. Quick to go cash flow flight, to crash course in court, with the ticket to a penitentiary island resort. You taking them short, preserving, participating with them next to you in the water sharks. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention, cause if you slip, you get stole dressed and stay close. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention, cause if you slip, you get stole dressed and stay close. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention, cause if you slip, you get stole dressed and stay close. It's easy to get in and hard to get out. Pay attention, cause if you slip, you get stole dressed and stay close.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.